This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome. We are super excited to welcome you here to our inaugural episode of Interesting AF, or Interesting as Fuck, however your sensibilities lean. My name is Linda and my co-host is Elaine. And we are here to welcome you on this journey that we're going on to help you be more interesting and have conversations and make connections with people. We know that it's really tough to do that sometimes. And we hope that this, you know, small podcast and our conversations help you do that. So welcome. We're really excited that you're here. We're excited to be here. Elaine, I am, you know, over the moon that you're the one that I'm doing this with, because the second we met at our job, I was like, yeah, we're gonna be friends here. There's so excited is the word. So this episode's really is gonna be us talking about why we're doing this, why we can talk to you about this. And then we're going to talk to you about what our format's going to look like, what our episodes are going to be, and we have some exciting surprises about what we're going to talk about as well. And we're going to always close every episode with telling you what the next episode's going to be. If there are also any corrections or any emails that we receive from anybody or messages. And of course, if there's something you want us to talk about, we are happy to do that as well. So, Elaine, don't want to, belabor the moment, but why can we do that? Why can we talk about being interesting?
Yeah. Why the fuck would anyone listen to us about being interesting? No, totally, totally fair question. And we're not here to say that we are certainly the most qualified, that's for sure. But we certainly are qualified because I think combined, if we were to take how many years we've been in our careers, we're closing in on 40 years worth of advocacy, public speaking, networking, government affairs, relationship building. So I think our work particularly is helpful with this because there's just this large swath of people, right? We have our peers and our colleagues. We have friends that you can be a little bit more casual and off the cuff with, but we also interact with, you know, officials, elected officials, people who are in high-powered positions. Maybe one day we'll talk a little bit about that, you know, just because someone has seniority or is in a high-powered position doesn't mean you can't stand up for yourself, or doesn't mean they're automatically right. You know, maybe that's something we can get into one day. But these are, that's kind of how we're qualified or interested to talk about this, because I think over the last 4, almost 5 years now, we've lost a little bit of that connection, right? We were all kind of locked up for a while and we've become very virtual, and that takes a lot of the in-person, natural speaking connection out of it. And so we're here to help. We're also here to just talk. If, as Linda said, like, we're open to suggestions on things you might want to hear. And I think what's going to be fun is, like, we have an endless amount of ideas in terms of not just about how to be interesting and how to enter conversations, how to exit conversations, but, like, we're going to talk about, there's going to be episodes where we just talk about something we find interesting, whether that's a person, a topic. So we're just kind of here to have some friggin' fun. And, like, Linda and I talk a lot about a lot of things. And so we were like, why don't, we're awesome. Like, why don't we just, like, record this shit?
Yeah, I feel like half of the people are always listening to our conversations anyway. So we might as well, you know, we might as well put it down for posterity. But I also think, you know, to your point, I think there is a need for people. Like, we've lost the art of conversation.
Yeah.
As a society, and, you know, Linda, myself and Elaine have really kind of have global also experience, right? It's not just the US. So if anybody is listening from other countries, you know, we're not just US focused. We'll talk about different things in different countries. And I really do think that this is a generalized issue. We are, the more and more, like Elaine said, we're going virtual, more and more people are losing the art of how to talk to somebody, but also how to be interested in different things. I feel like, ironically, the internet has given us so much information that we don't know what to focus on. And we don't know what we like. And that is, you know, and we're going to talk about this in subsequent episodes, but, you know, being intellectually curious is something that is now lost because we have so much information at our fingertips. Like, it's not, it's, hey, I'm going to look at this post and I'm going to take it for verbatim. And that's not true. Like, you don't necessarily need to take anything for verbatim. And I think the intellectual curiosity is not there anymore because you don't need it necessarily. You have these posts that happen, these, like, things that happen, and you just wonder, like, is this true? And do I need to talk about it? And do I need even need to form an opinion about it?
And even part of this isn't like, we're doing this too, not to, like, talk at people about this. It's because it's that stuff we struggle with all the time, right? Like, we're constantly growing in our careers, in who we are as women. And some of these things we're going to talk about have been or continue to be struggles for us. So the intention is not to be like, oh, we're experts in this. Like, no, we just live this every day. And sometimes talking it through also helps us overcome some of this, whether it's an anxiety about being in a room full of people where you don't know anybody and your instinct is to go sit in the corner and doom scroll and wait for someone to come to you, you know, or if it's like me, have a really hard time exiting a conversation, especially if it's in a spot where, like, you know, you're right. Like, I struggle with that all the time. So I think it's, we want to talk about it because it's stuff we've lived, it's stuff we continue to live in, it's stuff that we continue to process and get better at as well. So it's not just like a talking at you. We want to talk with you about a lot of this.
And I love that because this is all subjective, right?
Yeah.
Things are going to change depending on the environment, depending on, you know, the way that society is moving. I think there's a lot of topics that we're talking about and everything's coming to a head from, like, in society. I think a lot of our norms and, like, the rules of things are changing. They're shifting a little bit. And that makes us a little crazy as humans, right? And we go, wait, and how do we do this? And I think, and I always think the answer is communication and talking to people and having conversations, because that's how, like Elaine said, that's how you grow. If you stay static, you'll never grow into becoming a better conversationalist, a better person, a better friend, a better parent, a better, you know, employee, if that's what you want to do, right? So yeah, that's really why we wanted to do this episode and this podcast series, not this episode, but, yeah, I just think it's definitely needed and we, are really excited. So, I think what we, you know, want to do as well is talk about, you know, our feature that we're going to have every other week. And when Elaine came to me with this idea, I was like, this is awesome because every time I watch one of these things, it's because Elaine has recommended it to me and it's never failed. Really excited to hear about, you know, this feature and which is gonna, you know, subsequently give you things to talk about with people.
Yes. And it's a podcast, so y'all can't see me blushing, but yeah, this years and years ago when podcasts kind of started popping up, this one is like, people would ask, like, if you started a podcast, what would it be about? And my answer was documentaries. It is my favorite genre of movie. It can be about literally anything. You know, my favorites do tend to skew more in like the true crime or sports or music, but like you throw any good story at me, I'm gonna watch it. So I had this title years ago and I'm just so excited to finally have a platform and a partner who's willing to to let me include it in our platform.
I'm also happy to be included in it as well because it's really
So first, I'll back up and kind of just list a little bit of our format, right? We'll always welcome everybody. We're always going to tell you what we're calling our docket, what's on our docket, what's going to be the topic for that week. We will have signaled what that will be the previous week. We'll go into that. We'll have our open conversation. We'll have our, you know, our portion where we read your corrections or maybe some emails, as Linda said. And then at the end of the episode, kind of after our open conversation, we will reveal what next week's documentary will be for our bi-weekly The Doc Is In, which I'm very excited about.
There are going to be many puns. Some of them are going to be elegantly crafted, some less so. And there's going to be a lot of, you know, random quotes that we say from different shows. And I don't know, maybe we should do a thing where if somebody finally figures out where the quote is from or something like that, some like cool thing that
I love it.
Cause there are a couple of shows that we love in common. and we just randomly quote them in conversation
all the time.
And so I think maybe that just came to me.
I love it.
Just like, you know, once people figure out what the shows are or where the quote is from, you know, we can.
Maybe when we get big and fancy and have merch, we can send free merch.
Love it. Oh my God. You were thinking, speaking of which, we were, you know, chatting about this and, you know, as you're setting up a podcast and you're trying to figure out, you know, what does a website look like? What is a, you know, and Elaine came to me with the greatest idea of like this new hot shit that's happening now that we're running out of .coms and now it's .io. So our website is going to be .io, interesting AF .io, which I, you know, will have, you know, some emails. So speaking of hot shit. You know, we're trying to be hot shit.
Yeah. Even though we're older than I think maybe some of our listeners will be, which is fine. And also
a number.
Yeah, age is just a number. It's fine.
So maybe
it's fine.
Jokes, so
a million of them. Yeah. So many of them. So many. It comes with the age, I promise. The lesser fucks you give, the more poop jokes you'll make.
Indeed. I have my kids that have pooped on me. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Yeah. sorry, this is a tangent, which we will go on many of them, I'm assuming.
Many.
Yeah, Who Pooped on Me? For any parents out there, Who Pooped on Me is a great book for kids. So there you go. I will plug that.
Also, Go the Fuck to Sleep. The best gift you could give expecting parents or parents with toddlers, but it's for the parents. It is not for the children.
So you have to read it to them when they're young, when they're babies, you know, people tell you, you know, start reading to the kids early, et cetera, et cetera. So when they're babies and don't know what you're saying to them.
Or repeat what you're saying.
Yeah. My kids know how to curse.
Oh yeah. My son's getting to that point too. And I'm like, oh shit, it's definitely going to be me that does it first.
Oh, like something happened and they're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, at least you're using it appropriately. I don't know.
That's, yeah.
At least they know
what. And in the house, it's not in public. Yeah. Yes.
So
far, exactly.
So far, not in public.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you're succeeding.
Yeah. So anyway, back to our, you know, elegant lessons and quotes. And we're going to, you know, once people start figuring, once we start getting fancy, because this is totally going to be a fancy operation.
Clearly.
We'll start, you know, getting some prizes out and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
So the doc is in.
Yes. And not to mislead anybody, we are not doctors. No. We are not medical professionals.
No.
It's just a name I liked. Not even close.
And it's a great name. It's a great name.
Thank you. I've had it in my pocket for a while. But yes, so I love a good documentary. So we will inform you all what the document, what the next doc is in will be on the docket. Yay puns. So that you can watch before we talk about it, because there will be spoilers, of course, throughout that discussion. And we want you to feel like part of the conversation. We will also take suggestions for documentaries. We have a long running list, but the first documentary on the docket is just one of my favorites. It's Icarus. You can find it on Netflix. And I think Linda looked up where you can find it outside of the US.
Yeah.
Maybe we said Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I think it's also, if you have Netflix, like it will show up everywhere. Yeah.
I think it's a Netflix production, so it should be there for at least a while. But the premise is, I won't give away too much because if you haven't watched it yet, that's for next week's discussion. It is a documentary filmmaker who's also a cyclist who wants to get into just how prevalent, you know, post Lance Armstrong, how prevalent steroids is still in the cycling, professional cycling community. And what the story starts out as is pretty bananas. What you end up watching will blow your mind. It comes out of nowhere, but it also comes like pretty early on into the film. And it's just like, the story you start with is not the story you finish with. And it is a story that became international news. It is, the ramifications of it are still going on today. So I will leave it at that. But that is called Icarus. It is absolutely fantastic by Brian Fogel. Give it a watch and we will go in depth on it next week.
Yes, it is. It is. It was, I think it was one of the first conversations we had about, like, I don't remember.
Probably.
You brought it up, but you brought it up and I was like, and I watched it, I think the next, either the day you told me or the next day, I watched it with my husband and we were like, what the?
It's bananas.
I texted you while I was watching it and I was like, what happened to me? Like, what just, like,
bananas.
It's bananas.
Also, and, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say too, like, this is our platform, right? So we're going to throw in like shit we like. So I intend to watch these with a beverage. My beverage will probably usually somehow align with the theme or some type of theme throughout the documentary. So we'll also share, what it is that we're drinking. If you'd like to pour a glass of your favorite alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage for when we do the DocuSign or for this. We might do some of that too. We might be drinking during these. Who knows?
We are busy professional women. As Bridget Jones said, we are very busy and important, and it's going to depend on when we're recording these. So, but we are, you know, that I think we've planned to publish Tuesdays. And you know, that's kind of the plan we're going to go with. Obviously we're going to give ourselves some grace, and we're going to give you some grace, and you're going to give us some grace. But that's kind of the general gist. I mean, even this recording is grace because we had to re-record. So my internet some tests failed, and then my half didn't get recorded, but Elaine's did. It was a thing. So this is a re-record of our first episode. You know, we have like 4 or 5 that have already been recorded.
Yes.
So there you have it. So we are not perfect.
And we will. We promise to always be real, because that's who we are in real life. And this is going to be no different.
I have no shame. Like, to be embarrassed, same, to be like, it has to be real bad. Like, I don't even remember the last time I was embarrassed. My husband is from a European country, and I was with my kids who are younger. They're under 10. I would randomly because we started recording this earlier, and this is the year of the Olympics. So a lot of our, you know, some content was done during the Olympics. And so I'm in this country just randomly screaming, USA, USA. And then my children are also screaming. My husband is like beet red. So in the streets of this country. So like, it's not, my level of shame is zero, I think.
Zero, same.
I think I'm really down to zero. So, which I think, I hope will imbue you with a little bit of courage to be, you know, to go out and be, you know, intellectually curious and, you know, be more interesting, as it were. But yeah, I'm, you know, again, really excited about this. And I think Elaine and I are going to have just a bunch of fun, and I hope you come with us to have fun with this. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to, you know, add, because I think that's really what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And yeah, I'm psyched.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, so we said the doc is in will be next episode. So if you follow along chronologically, we will be publishing. I think we have a couple of episodes after you have this one, and it'll be Icarus. So there will be spoilers to that one. And then we can actually even tell you the episode after that. So you don't even need to watch these, like maybe listen to these in chronological order. You can listen to them as you wish. But we would recommend for you to listen after this one, to listen to the how to enter conversation and then how to exit. I feel like we're going to do how to exit soon. Hopefully it will be published soon. But I think if you start with those or how to enter, I think it's going to just set you up nicely for everything else. So that's our recommendation, but do what the fuck you want, man.
That's right. You do you.
You do you. You do you. You do you. Be respectful, be kind to people, and then do you. So
I love it.
So there you go. And I think we figured out an exit, like an exit phrase that
a sign off
is what they're called. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember like from the show where that one of the characters was a reporter, and she had an interview to be an on air reporter, but she didn't have an exit phrase, and she like was just making up some as she was going, and it was like really bad. But I love this phrase, and I think it really encapsulates what we're trying to do. So I'll let Elaine do the sign off this time.
Oh, thanks. All right. Thanks everyone for joining, and stay interested.